There was a man who was looking for the job, but he was quite slow. And they always asked him a few questions. And he came to one job and they said, "Well, you're going to be doing some secretarial work. Can you spell?" Guy said, "Of course I can spell." "Can you spell Mississippi?" He thought, "The river or the state?" Sometimes we don't understand the question. We don't understand the issue. A simple word like worship. We have gathered to worship God today. What does worship mean? It comes from an old English word called worship. What is valuable to you? Where do you spend your time and your money? If you were an accountant and you could make a list, where do I spend my time and my money? And that is important to me. But worship, first of all, and this I have repeated many times, is taking care of yourself and doing good things. What do parents want from their children? They want their children to be healthy, to be happy, to be good in school, and to have a joyful life. And for the parents, a cherry on top means when your child says, "I love you." And it happens often until the teenage years, and then there's a lot of other stuff. And sometimes they come back and say, "I love you" again. But that's what God is. Worship here is not saying, "God, oh, I think you're great. I think you're wonderful." Like, God has no crisis of confidence. He doesn't have some kind of depression where we have to tell him, "Wake up, God, you're doing good. I'm on your side." No, that's why we call him Father, our Father. It's the only prayer that you have to say having everyone in the world in mind. It's not addressed to Christians. It's not addressed to a Christian God. It's addressed to the only one God that exists for all of us. And that's why we say our Father. And when we have the funeral service, we say, "I am yours and you are mine." This idea of connection. And parents understand this connection. And parents and grandparents and great-grandparents take great joy in their great-grandchildren, their grandchildren, and their children. And those of you who are young, when you get older, you will understand the great joy of looking at your child and seeing their joy and development and saying, "This is a beautiful thing to watch." So today, when God looks at you, at your life, at my life, at our soul, true worship is us being good people, of us taking care of one another. You remember that old phrase, "Be very careful how you treat the children of the God you pray to." And how often have I said that? When you meet someone who is a test to your patience, you can say, "Oh God, I met your daughter or your son, what a pain in the neck. But I tried to be nice to them. I tried to be patient with them." And can't you see that God in heaven smiles and says, "I'm having trouble with that child too. Thanks for helping." That's the kind of attitude which is conducive to worship. So when we show up on Sunday, we say to God all week, "God, I tried to be better. I did this. I helped my brother, my sister." And God says, "I will listen to your prayer because you're on my side. You're taking care of yourself first, and then you're taking care of your brothers or sisters." So through true worship and the incense that we use, symbolic of our prayer and our sacrifice, means our life is a prayer to God. Our life is a sacrifice to God by doing good things and by becoming better people each day. God in heaven smiles and says, "That's what I want. That's the kind of worship that puts a smile on my face." Христос воскрес!